So I do a bit of reporting, so for some levels, I need your name and position.
Bob Simpson, Chair of the Caribou-Jacotin Regional Hospital District Board.
Perfect. And of course, some discussion, request to back end fund the CMH project. Why was that decision made or request made?
So our local ratepayers throughout the Caribou Regional District contribute 40% to all of the major and minor capital projects, both for Northern Health and for Interior Health. And over the years, that's a substantive amount of money that local taxpayers have paid to these projects. We now have two very large projects, the G.R. Baker Memorial ICU and Emergency Edition, and then, of course, the complete rebuild and renovation of Caribou Memorial Hospital. These are large ticket items. When we look at our financing for those, we would avoid borrowing if Northern Health and IH asked for our money at the tail end of those projects. Then we've got enough window to continue the taxation function to collect the dollars we need to be able to pay our portion of those projects without borrowing money. Northern Health said that makes sense to them. They've agreed that we can be the last money in, if you will, in that project. In the case of Interior Health, at least at the staff level at this point, they've indicated they want us to put our money in as some of the first money coming in. Well, if we put the money in first to that very large project, it means we would have to go to borrowing. It means we'd have to pay interest rates. It means that our taxation authority may have to be adjusted going forward, especially if there's other capital projects that also come on during that same period of time. So the board decided today that that's the staff's opinion within Interior Health about what they want to do. We believe that talking to the board chair and the board itself at Interior Health, that we can get them to ask for our money towards the end of the project, which is the right thing to do.
Okay. Were you surprised that Northern Health sounded agreeable and Interior Health didn't?
No, I think the order of magnitude on the two projects is quite different. I think it's just a matter of we're just talking staff to staff at this point, and we couldn't get the answer that we wanted at the staff level. I think from the perspective of Interior Health, because it's a large project and they get their provincial funding, if they've got the money early from the province, they have it in their bank account, they're also going to accrue some interest, and that will help them with other projects they have. So we understand why they want to do it that way, but at the same time, we're going to be asked to fund other projects, and we would have to go to borrowing. They wouldn't have to go to borrowing. So it just doesn't make sense financially. So again, I'm hopeful that by taking it from the staff level to the board-to-board level, we can just get this resolved and do the right thing for our taxpayers.
Okay, and resolved, is there a time frame you hope to see that by?
No, we've got time. There's no time sensitivity here. And of course, ultimately, at the end of the day, they have to invoice us, and we have the right of saying when we're going to pay invoices or not as well. So hopefully we don't get to that point. I'll get in touch with the IH board chair and CEO quickly here with the board's assent to have the discussion. Hopefully we can get it resolved.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Anything
good.
You wanted to add?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.